reproductive health services. We could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Wow. Secondly, what does Bill Gates mean when he says reproductive health services? Does Bill mean organizations like Planned Parenthood, which is responsible for the murder of over 60 million babies? You bet it does. Finally, I ask, why is it that the mainstream media's cameras and microphones are continuously put to the faces and mouths of Bill and Melinda Gates, as well as their paid minions every time they make a peep?
And from there, you want to do tiering in various countries to make sure your most vulnerable populations get it. In our country, that would be Blacks and Native Americans, people with underlying health conditions, and the elderly. And so we need to look at, as a globe, and we're involved with many European leaders and African leaders and others in Southeast Asia, to make sure there's a purchasing fund that can pull that vaccine through when it's available and get it out in wide-scale distribution.
When did they receive their medical degrees, their license? How are they qualified to disseminate medical advice when it comes to vaccinations? Did you know what they're doing is against the law? Do people realize that you or I would get into some serious trouble if we were to impersonate a doctor the way that they are? A nurse recently shared with me when I was doing my research that if you sold vitamins and supplements, you cannot make claims for better health. But take note, Bill Gates answered that the FDA would be the ones to regulate the vax when asked about the side effects.
Well, I want to ask you, you mentioned side effects. The side effects for the Moderna vaccine sound concerning. We looked. After the second dose, at least 80% of participants experienced a systemic side effect, ranging from severe chills to fevers. So, are these vaccines safe?
Well, the FDA, not being pressured, will look hard at that. The FDA is the gold standard of regulators, and their current guidance on this, if they stick with that, is very, very appropriate.
The FDA says you can't make claims about vitamins and supplements, and they approve and regulate drugs that we know can cause death, right? Bill hides behind the FDA when the FDA is in question. According to the law, Bill and Melinda Gates are in violation of impersonating a doctor and the law. There are legal ramifications for misusing the title of doctor. The Medical Act of 1983 states, any person who willfully and falsely pretends to be or uses the name or title of physician, doctor in medicine and surgery, bachelor of medicine, surgeon, general practitioner, or any name, title, or description implying that he is registered under any provision of this act or that he is recognized by law as a physician or surgeon in medicine and surgery or a practitioner in medicine, shall be liable on summary conviction to a fine exceeding level 5 on the standard scale. So, actually telling people that you are a doctor or giving the impression that you are licensed for medical practice, friends, is a criminal offense. Furthermore, the Fraud Act of 2006 makes dishonestly making a false representation to make a gain for oneself or another, or to cause loss to another, or to expose another to a risk of loss, is a criminal offense. Cautions and prosecutions under this piece of legislation have been steadily increasing over the years, and the severity of the punishment will be relative to the severity of the crime.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I want you to go ahead and take a listen to this really quick, because you can't say you didn't know that this wasn't coming, folks. Well, some will say, well, what is this? You hear that? That is all the said leaders. It's all the said leaders on a worldwide basis that are rejoicing due to the fact, as they call it, the official nod concerning the pandemic agreements on a worldwide basis concerning any up and coming crises. Did you hear what I said? It's all of them rejoicing now that if anything goes down, the WHO, the World Health Organization, now has absolute authority over the lives of those countries that have basically submitted to this tyrannical act. I want everybody to understand perfectly as to what I'm saying. The vehicle that's being used to establish a global order is the United States of America. Don't get me wrong. It all started here. This is all pre-planned. Again, when you look at what none other than Roosevelt said, there's nothing in politics that doesn't happen that's not first planned. It's exactly what's going out. It's pre-planned. They're taking it step by step, line upon line, precept upon precept, as they continuously forge the chains of the people that are not paying attention concerning what it is that they're responsible for committing. They do not have this authority, but again, if you don't know the difference, they're always going to do whatever you let them get away with. Now, many times I've made reference to Proverbs 21, verse 7, and it says, "The violence of the wicked," who are the wicked? "Those that know to do the right thing but do it not, will be swept away." Because why? The wicked, those that know to do right but refuse to do the right concerning justice in dealing with the corrupt, you need to understand you're going to be swept away. Why? Because you refuse to do justice. People sit around all day long and they complain about merely what they tolerate. And again, friends, we have to come to the awakening concerning our own well-being as to how we're going to go down in history, because right now our legacy is rather embarrassing if this is how we're going to go down. Because what we're doing is we're standing back watching these world powers and those that love to call themselves elitists, the world's elitists, sell out the people concerning their prospective countries on a day-by-day basis. And again, I don't think that there's anybody out there that can disagree with what I'm saying. So we're going to be talking about that, and I'm just going to bring you through line upon line, precept upon precept concerning Proverbs 21, verse 7. But I want to go ahead in reverse just a little bit. And I want to ask you, do you recollect when I did the show right during the offset of the pandemic? And it was a pandemic. Read Jeremiah 11, 9. Don't get me wrong. Do you remember when I came up with all of this information concerning the said crises that have been created in the United States of America? Who, in fact, was responsible for creating the crisis? As a matter of fact, I'll just go ahead and bring a little recollection, and I'll reiterate this in your ears so you don't forget. Do you remember that in the 1960s we had Vietnam? Oh, don't forget when Johnson swore in as the president on the airplane right after John F. Kennedy was assassinated. Don't forget that he reversed the orders that concerning Vietnam that John F. Kennedy was going to withdraw our troops. No. He reversed that order and made sure that our troops went in. Of course, it didn't apply to them and their kids. It only applied to you and our kids, our relatives. 58,121 men died in that unconstitutional war. Just wanted to make sure that you all understand who is responsible for that. And you guys also remember the ship that they said was attacked by the Vietnamese, Tonkin Bay. Man, do you remember this? And all of a sudden, history teaches us that the government came back to us and told us that the Vietnamese basically started that war, only to find out that it was the American people that incited the war by accusing them of what they were not guilty of. You remember this, right? The Tonkin incident. Go ahead and cross-check it. Hey, folks, when Wikipedia tells you the truth, you know it's got to be true. Because the only time they ever tell the truth is when they blurt it out in their confusion. But with that said, in the 1960s, we had Vietnam. In the 1970s, we had the energy crisis. I can remember it like it was yesterday, even as a little kid. We had AIDS, the war in Lebanon, Grenada, Libya. In the 1980s, y'all remember this? The war in Panama, the Gulf War, the Somalia Civil War, the Bosnia War, the illegal drug wars, and in the 1990s, you all remember that, right? Yep, and then, and by the way, speaking of the drug wars, you all remember it was the CIA that was busted actually transporting drugs from Colombia into America so they could pay for wars that they wanted to create under George W. Bush. You all remember this, right? Oh, it's all factual information. But who started the wars? Again, you got to pay attention. Out of chaos, we'll create a new world order. Well, again, in crisis, you have to look at the pill and the jam. Who profits from the crisis created? And what happens during those crises? They continuously wield unconstitutional measures, at least in America, against the people. And what they do, friends, is they want to garner more control over the lives of the people under the guise of chaos or crisis. Okay? Do you remember in 2000, the Afghan War? Do you remember the Iraqi war? Do you remember the Syrian war? Do you remember Y2K? Remember we were all done? You remember all the fear that the mainstream media was pushing on the American people? You know, the Mockingbird media under the CIA control? You remember that, right? And I'm not being facetious. I'm just trying to get it out there so you can at least recollect who's responsible for all of this. We had Y2K. Again, that was going to destroy all of us. In 2001, we had anthrax. Remember that was going to kill all of us? Do you remember in 2002, we had the West Nile virus? That was going to kill us. Again, who brought all of this to you, friends? You just got to think about what's going on. Why? Because it's coming again. What about 2003? We had SARS. Remember SARS was going to kill us all? Just again, want to make clear, you understand where this is all coming from, this propaganda. What about 2005? In 2005, we were sold the bird flu is going to kill us all if we didn't blindly rally behind the government who was telling us that there was an issue because they wanted to create a crisis through the Hegelian dialect by creating that so they could, again, garner more control over the people. What about the E. coli back in 2006? Remember that was going to kill us all? I just want you to remember what I'm telling you, friends. I'm going to come right back to this in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866, oh, sorry, forgive me, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Again, we'll be right back on the other side. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was correct when he said, "Silence in the face of evil is evil itself. God will not hold us guiltless people. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act." President Andrew Jackson rightly stated that if the Supreme Court is the final arbiter to decide differences of right and wrong, of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers and the Supreme Court is then become our ruler.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped. as a content creator for the Kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble. Our churches, our families, we need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you want to check it out, go ahead and check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. Subscribe to either page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of that page, and or beforeitsnews.com as well. If you want to call in at any time, please do. That number is 281-845-4704. Again, 281-845-4704. If you're looking at the screen right now, it's important that you do, because according to the Newsmax in Australia, the first piece that I played during the first segment was all these globalists that are selling out their people to a new world order, which again, the vehicle behind all of this is America. They were all rejoicing due to the fact that now their allegiance is sold out to the WHO. Americans have been warned about all of this. But according to the Newsmax in Australia, it's been said the next pandemic, they're already forecasting one. It's not a matter of if, but when. Again, these are Australia comments concerning a global pandemic and their agreement. And they just committed themselves. And again, folks, it's not just Australia. We were the one that abstained. Of course, that's all for show for a later time because they're distracting you from what's going on here. And don't forget that the one that actually opened the curtains to this last crisis is none other than yours truly, Mr. Donald Trump, who calls himself the father of the vaccine, who brags about how many lives he's saved concerning the bioweapons, when in fact the opposite is true, just like everything else this man says. Again, go to John 8:44 and consider the source, friends, in Isaiah 5:20, because what he says and what he does are two different stories. But you do need to understand that he's the one that is responsible for the vaccines, as he calls them. And again, when I'm saying this, friends, you need to pay attention that it's been the American people that have been ushering back their oppressors into the people's White House so they can do it again. And it's one of the things that I continuously reiterate here on the show is, folks, what do you think is going to happen if you don't deal with the corrupt? Well, this is what's going to happen. You're going to get another plandemic, and another one's going to come after that because they're encouraged. You're adding your apathy and your tolerance. As I've said, friends, what does it do? It adds strength to tyranny. So now what they're doing is they're breeding each other, Isaiah 28, verse 18. And in the process, they're assailing the people. Now, let me go back and just reiterate and catch up for concerning where I was during the end of the last segment concerning the crises that have been created by none other than your said representative government. I ended with E. coli. And that was going to kill us, and that was in 2006. Do you all remember this? In 2008, do you remember it was another crisis? It was going to be a financial collapse, and that was going to destroy us all as well if we didn't blindly rally behind the government's lead. It doesn't work that way in America, friends. We are not a democracy. We're ruled by law, not our favorite unconstitutional party. In 2009, we had the swine flu that was going to kill us all. Y'all remember that? Yeah, I hope you do. And notice the years. I started in the 60s. I went to the 70s. I went to the 80s. I went to the 90s. Now we're in the early 2000s. And now we're moving into 2009 where the swine flu is going to kill us all. Notice how there's constantly some sort of crisis. Oh, I didn't say that, by the way. I'll show you, and I'll go ahead and highlight the individual that's responsible for telling you exactly what I'm telling you right now in just a moment. And P.S., if you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Let's go to 2012. What happened then? The Mayan calendar predicted the end of the world. Who told you that? The same media? Why do they use fear? Well, I can tell you this, friends. The fear of man is what brings a snare. So if you're afraid of this kind of stuff and you don't fear God in dealing with this kind of stuff, the results that you're going to get is more of the same. And that's what I'm highlighting right now. Proverbs 21, verse 7. When we go to 2013, what happened in 2013? Do you remember North Korea was going to cause World War III? I remember it clearly. In 2014, the Ebola virus, do you remember that was all going to kill us? It's every year. It's always something new, isn't it, friends? What about in 2015? Remember ISIS was going to kill us? Yeah. Isn't that amazing what's transpiring right before our eyes right now, friends, concerning the current administration? All of a sudden, those that were terrorists that were responsible for creating so much havoc in the world, now all of a sudden they're best friends with the current administration. Isn't that interesting? What about 2016? We have the Zika virus. That was going to kill us all. And then in 2020, you all remember this, the coronavirus was going to kill us all if we didn't blindly get behind it. Well, now what's interesting about all of that, friends, is I have an individual right in front of me right now, and I want you to see him on social media platforms. And if you can't see him on social media platforms, I'm going to highlight him anyways. Because I'll go ahead and read it off for you so you can understand what I'm talking about. There's a guy named Scott Adams, and this was posted by Sudden and Unexpected. And what's interesting, Scott Adams, the creator of Dilbert, has stage 4 prostate cancer that has metastasized to his bones now. And he says anti-vaxxers are clearly the winners. I didn't end up in the right place. I wonder how many other people, namely public people that were used by the government that somehow or another they trusted rather than understanding that they were the government and they weren't to put up with this totalitarian system of government, do it or else. Well, folks, how many of them are gone now? Oh, my goodness. We're just getting started. Believe me, we're just getting started. Now, listen, General Douglas McCarthy said of the United States government, listen carefully, back in 1957. In 1957, General Douglas McCarthy said of the United States government, our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear. It's kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor with the cry of national emergency. Always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind it. Isn't that interesting? You know what's also interesting is when I think of none other than Congressman Jim McDermott, right after September 11, 2001. You got to remember, friends, if you didn't know this, you're going to know it now. There was over 535 individuals that not a one of them read the Patriot Act before it was signed. Not a one of them. What's interesting to note is Congressman Jim McDermott said, concerning what was going on under the guise of the two towers falling, under the guise of the what they called the Patriot Act, which is unconstitutional from start to finish. I think everybody understands that now. Look at all the unconstitutional agencies that are poisoning themselves and assaulting the American people today. Not those that are being illegally allured into America. No, I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about you and I, Americans, right? But Jim McDermott said you can get people to do anything with the use of fear. Isn't that crazy? Let me go back to now, 2020, concerning the pandemic that they sold you. Do you remember words such as virus, mask, lockdown, authorized quarantine, safety, swab the inside of your mouth? You remember all of this with the Q-tip? Oh, by the way, they even went to the rectum. Not a joke. Do you remember the blood test they were trying to force on the people? High fever, respiratory stress, tracking and treating, and how viruses come from China. Chloroquine, sound familiar to anybody out there listening today? 281-845-4704. Does it sound familiar, friends? I'm just curiously asking the question. Because over and over again, hour after hour, day after day, week after week, the mainstream media kept driving that narrative. Driving roughshod right over the top of the people with no holds barred until either you reject or until you accepted what they were selling the people. That's me and you. Do you remember all this? Read Ephesians 4:14 when you get a moment. If you go back to 2003, by the way, there was a show called Dead Zone, and it was predicting the now. Again, this was in 2003. Did you know that all of those names and expressions are from the television program used back in 2003 called Dead Zone on the heels of September 11, 2001? I said 2003. I didn't say 2020, folks. I said 2003. They also had a movie called out Contagion. This was in 2011. And guess what it was? It was an attack on the people by an unforeseen virus. That was 2011. I'm going to come right back in just a moment, and I'm going to go to Celeste Solem, and I'm going to give you some quotes from the people on the inside so you can understand, folks, we're not talking about just that of the past. It's what they're trying to foretell right now by pre-planning another plandemic. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. God who gave us life also gave us liberty. And can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are a gift from God, that they are not to be violated but by His wrath? Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and that His justice cannot sleep forever. Notes on the State of Virginia, 1781, Thomas Jefferson.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the said president or any other public representative, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. President Theodore Roosevelt. let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels. Nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. We're going to go ahead and take our friend Margie from the state of Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Margie. What say you, my friend?
Oh, Bradley, so good to have you back.
Thank you.
It was phenomenal. But you know, when you're listing all these viruses, you know, I'm 65 and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, that's right. Oh my gosh. And I feel like a goldfish with a 5-minute brain thought. And you know, but I think back then, the 60s, 70s, and 80s, there was more true gospel, more true word being spoken. We get into the 90s, and then the 2000s. Now we're looking at bird flu. And it's just amazing to me that it just switched from trusting God to trusting man. And the people that I'm, to this day, still kind of getting into with how they make excuses for Trump, that, oh, this was all behind Trump's back, and, you know, he didn't realize what was going on.
Yeah.
And it just boggles the mind. Do you agree that it could? I lay a lot of this on the media and the churches.
Well, I absolutely agree with you. I mean, first of all, I don't want to get into the Trump thing because he blatantly calls himself the father of the vaccine. He blatantly calls himself the one being responsible for saving all the lives, which I'm going to get to in just a moment. But, you know, it goes to they're blaming Joe Biden. So the people somehow or another caught up into this unconstitutional game. This group of people, they blame Joe Biden for what they clearly Donald Trump has called himself. So we have one treasonous individual being highlighted over another treasonous individual. And I think on both sides of that, and not again understanding most people don't, that these two birds, these two wings to the same bird that have been delivered up to them, they're being pulled and controlled by the same people overall. And again, the people have to put a stop to it. But yeah, I agree with you 100%. I don't know what else to say about it, because I'm not going to sit there and kick against these people that are willfully blind. I mean, as I've said, Margie, these are the people that you could transport to the sun and they wouldn't see the sun because they don't want to see the sun. Well, it doesn't matter if you want to see the sun or not. That sun's going to get you. And what I'm trying to highlight right now is this has been going on for a long, long time. Did things stop from the very get-go concerning the time period that I started all of these crises that the government started? Absolutely not. They've been encouraged to continuously assail the people on another day, another year. And it's not going to stop until the people stand up, the 86% that say they love the Lord and keep his commandments along with government. It's the purpose of government to restrain men from sin, to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous, Deuteronomy 25 verse 1. So it's for the church and the government to condemn the very people that are responsible for creating these crises. But if the people are just going to get rallied behind blindly their favorite politician, especially when he calls himself the father of the vaccine, the very one responsible for how they've been assailed in their lives over the last 4 years, and they don't want to pay attention to the fruit hanging on his corrupt branches, Margie, I can't help them. And as a matter of fact, the only thing that they're doing is setting themselves up for their own demise. And they're going to fall into the pits that they're letting the bad guys create and dig. And one of the things that needs to be said here, too, is the bad guys are going to fall in it as well, because not all of the people are going along with what these blind Trump followers and worshipers are doing today. Read Acts 12:22. So, yes, I agree with you 100%.
Right. And, you know, and they talk about the bird flu. That was supposed to be the next big thing. Gave him an excuse to kill 17 million chickens, people. 17 million chickens. And vaccinate the ones that they had left. So it's important to go to a farmer for your eggs. But I think people really laugh that off. And so now they have to create another virus, another big scary yep. virus. They've already started it in China.
Yep.
It's like, wake up, people. It drives me crazy.
Yeah.
But welcome back, Bradley, and thanks for taking my call.
Of course. Thank you. I totally appreciate it. Now, I think it's important for people to understand what's going on in China. I just did an article this last week concerning the social credit score system that they have there. They're totally insubmissive. They're in submission wholeheartedly to the government that is garnering more control over their lives at every given facet. They are literally giving themselves over to a tyrant to do at will what they so choose. I'll be covering that in the up and coming days and weeks. I'll probably get to, as a matter of fact, in the next couple days, because Americans, you need to understand that this is already in play here in America. Trump is trying to create a cashless society. When that's over and people give into that, I'm just here to tell you, the minute you do that, read Revelation 13:17. I want to say it real slow. The minute you allow them to go cashless, you're done. I don't care how favorable it looks to you right now, you're done. They will have control of every facet of your life. And that's why we're going to be talking about what's going on in China right now, because it's what they're trying to implement here. And people say, well, Bradley, aren't we at war with China? Absolutely not. Absolutely, I don't care how they try to play it off. It's just WWF with different countries now. Russia's calling for a new world order. China's calling for a new world order. The political figurehead called the Pope is calling for a new world order. The evangelicals, starting with the none other than the ecumenical preacher's son, and I'm talking about Franklin Graham, they're all pushing for the same thing, friends, by getting behind the politicians that are calling it for. So you have to wake up and understand, and I want to say to this before I take these phone calls, because they're lighting up right now. I want you to all understand this one thing, and I'm pulling it up right now. So we're doing live radio. Do give me a moment, please. But you have to understand, folks, that when we give ourselves over even an inch to tyranny, they're going to keep taking you a mile. And again, it has to stop. And the only way that any of this is going to stop is when the people bring it and put it to a stop. Because these people are blatantly, and you all the well know that they are corrupt from the top of their heads to the sole of their feet. Don't you dare sit there and tell me about how there's nothing we can do about it. No, they're scared to death that there is something that you can do about it. As a matter of fact, case in point, look at this whole Palestinian is modern day Israel, man-made Israel. Look at how the whole narrative turned because the people in this country saw it for what it was and they stood up and they put a stop to it. Why? Because those that you allow in the halls of government, and again, I'm talking about the corrupt, they are scared to death that the mob is going to figure out exactly who's responsible for the crimes that are being committed against themselves. They're scared to death, folks, when there's holes and there's loopholes where people can get a glance into who's responsible for what's going on here. Once the people see who's responsible for what's going on here and they rise up, just like all over the world, they're rising up right now, friends. I'm telling you what, it's you, America, you, we, the government, that are going to put a stop to this. Because if it's not you that puts a stop to it, then who's going to put a stop to it? Because you see right now, they're trying to push it forward. I was just answering Margie a moment ago, and this just comes to my aid. You also do understand that the current administration's trying to create 15-minute cities, right? That's another facet of their order. That's another facet of more control. He's trying to sell you these cities like they're the coolest thing since sliced bread. No, they're not. It just gives them more control. And you're starting to see them all over the country, friends, in the United States of America, speaking of which. And again, Americans, if you don't put a stop to it, who's going to put a stop to it? I'm going to go ahead and take Robert from Tucson, Arizona.
Keith was on the air.
Wow.
And
wow. And, yeah, but, can I tell you something about that, Monk? I don't mean to cut you off, but that's always a good memory. Did you know that I was in Florida and Stan Monteith called and asked me if I would be on his show? And I remember doing a show with him the very first time, and then he called me back again. And then he called me back again.
I'd like to hear that.
Oh, yeah. He was a sweet heart of a guy, my friend. And I got him out of his house, as a matter of fact. We were going to Sacramento to do a bunch of events out there, and I called him up, and I said, Stan, I said, I need to get you out. Let's go have dinner somewhere. The man was not outside of his house for 2 years. I got him out. Him and his wife came and met us at a restaurant. We had dinner with him, and shortly thereafter, I think it was within a year later, Monk, he had actually passed away. But he is a good memory to me, and right. I miss that man. I truly do. Thank you for bringing him up.
I listen to him regularly, just like I listen to you now. And I brought up the bombing of the Marine barracks in Beirut and the Israeli operative. I want somebody to ask Netanyahu. I'm 4 months older than Netanyahu, and I want to ask someone to ask Netanyahu point blank, was he the Israeli operative? There's so much that the military-industrial complex has done since Eisenhower helped put it in place. Eisenhower admired Hitler, everything he did, the highways, the mile markers. Our pharmaceuticals are based on the legacy of Auschwitz, and so are our chemical industry. Bayer, Lysol was the handle of dead bodies.
Yep.
But when I went in this direction with Stan Monteith, he asked me if I was Jewish, and I said, well, why'd you ask? And there was dead silence. I didn't want him to hang up on me if I said no, and I'm not.
Yeah.
But this goes way back to the Creatures of Jack Lawley, and I think that was the name of his book, in 1912, when they formed, after the sinking of the Titanic with all of the European bankers
I got about 10 seconds here, Monk. About 10 seconds. Got a hard break coming up on me.
Well, if someone could put Netanyahu on the stump and just say, hey, you do really awesome.
Got it. I totally appreciate the call. Sorry about the hard break. I'll take these phone calls right on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. America would be spared 1,000 evils if its people would lay the axe to the root of the tree. When we fail to do this, we give permission to the branches, the errors, which only begin to thrust out the truth which it works against. This is the responsibility of the Protestants, and it is the modern-day Protestant that believes what is not taught in the Bible. They practice ordinances that are not based off of scriptural authority. Away with the commandments of men, and down with the traditions that make void the laws of God. Charles Spurgeon.
BBSradio.com.
Welcome back. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Sorry to cut you off like that, Monk. I had to take a hard break here. And Robert from Arizona, your call when you came in, it was really broken. Couldn't get you all that clear. Just wanted to make clear that you understood. So we were all clear. I'm not being funny. All right. Anyways. One of the things I wanted to say before Monk called in was, you can rest assured. I want you to listen carefully to me. You can rest assured, people, the popular voices that are not being suppressed. The popular voices that are not being suppressed. Hey, matter of fact, I want to say this. Dan Bongino. Everybody's talking about how he just instantly became a swamp monster. I told you that from the very get-go. He's not given a platform with how many viewers, no suppression, nothing to impede listenership or viewership, because that's the voice they want you to hear. Just like Mark Levin, just like Glenn Beck, just like Sean Hannity, just like Charlie, folks, any of those popular voices that you're hearing out there, they want you to hear them. And if they're not being suppressed and they're not being censored, you can rest assured those are the voices they want you to hear from. And furthermore, that's why they're worth millions of dollars. They're selling themselves out for 30 pieces of silver, just like Judas, Luke 22:48. What are they doing? They're serving their sponsorship. And what are they doing? They're serving those sponsors that are being used to demoralize the people, because once they can demoralize you, they can control you. Just wanted to let you know that. How do you break with sin? You unite with Christ. How do you unite with sin? You break yourself with Christ. What do you think they've been doing? They've been tempting the people. They're demoralizing the people. They're lowering the law by men, whereby men perceive their own guilt. They said no more to the Ten Commandments. They came with thou shalt do whatever you want to do, which is the first commandment in the Satanic Bible. And guess what, friends? Every voice that you're hearing from the most part, from your favorite talking heads, what are they advocating for? Just what I just told you. They're not condemning the crimes. They're not making reference to the Word of God or the Constitution to condemn the crimes of the politicians that they mean to highlight 24/7. Nope, they're dividing and conquering. They're dividing and conquering. That's what they're there for. And I brought that up for the very purpose to answer my first question. And then my second one with Monk was he asked a question about Netanyahu. Well, first of all, Monk, I want to say respectfully, my friend, and I mean that, I want to say that Netanyahu is not his last name. It's Mylakowski. He has not one drop of DNA concerning Hebrew blood. He's from Poland. His own people denounce him. He's called up for war crimes on an international level. And yet the only people supporting him that haven't taken the time to know the difference between the Jews of the Lord and the Jews of the synagogue of Satan, Revelation 3:9, read John 8:44 and Romans 2:28 and 29 as well, are the evangelicals in America that don't even know the Word of God. See, you're confused to believe that they're Christians. You're confused to believe that 86% of the people in this country are Christians. No, they are not. Would 86% of any religious belief be tolerating the crimes of which you see in front of your face 24/7? Absolutely not, friends. It's a lack of Christianity. And let me give it to you here before I take these next phone calls. You need to understand the Lord said the third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. What does that mean? It means you better practice what you preach because the Lord's not going to hold him guiltless who taketh his name in vain. The reason the American professors in the church, and that's all they are is professors, it's unchristian. You need to understand they are a reproach to the up-and-coming generation. And why are they a reproach to the up-and-coming generation? Because they know that they're not the light of the world. The young people in this country see the older professors following their favorite politicians in the place of Christ. They see and they catch wind and they have enough discernment to know that that politician calls himself a Christian, but he acts just like the devil. And they're trying to figure out why their parents are going along with it and why they're giving them a pass. Well, I can give you the answer. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 28 that evil men understand not judgment. And if you read to that, which is previous, what precedes that is the Bible says that when we forsake the law, what do? When you forsake God's moral government, what do? You praise the wicked. Why do you see the wicked on every side? Psalm 12:4. Why do you see him walking on every side? Because the vilest of men are exalted in the land. And I'm here to tell you that when God means to, the Lord means to, my Father means to judge a nation, he gives the people wicked rulers. And some will say, well, we have rulers. No, that's where you're wrong. That's a part of the curse because in this country, the only ruler that you have is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And when you leave him off, he promised to turn that nation into hell. And he promised to appoint those that hate you to rule over you. To rule over you. And that's, in fact, what we're seeing right now. Jason calling in from Indianapolis. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend. What say you?
Hey, how you doing, Bradley? Welcome back, man.
Thank you.
Wow, you just said it all, man. You know, the truth only needs to be told one time. Lies got to be told to you multiple times in order to get you to believe it. And I think that's what we're seeing a lot of right now with these politicians and the people that are out here propping up Donald Trump once again. Yep. I have absolutely no, I don't know what people can possibly be thinking to put that guy back in the White House.
I know.
I don't know, man. But, you know, he has clearly said it multiple times, and you've already said this, that he calls himself the father of the vax. What more do you need to know?
Yep.
Yet he's got this very cult following, because that's exactly what this has become.
Yep.
And a lot of people don't realize that that word MAGA is like the highest degree in the Masonic or in the Satanic Church. So when they're saying that, all they're doing is giving that power. And it's magic, and they use that against the people to hypnotize them and to seduce them to following themselves basically off of a cliff. And that's what we're seeing right now. And it goes back to what you just said, that we are being judged. We are under God's judgment for turning away from His Word, from everything that He has given to us. There is not another man in this world that is willing to put themselves on a cross and sacrifice themselves for the sins of many. Not a single one out here, man. I know I couldn't do it, and it's already been done. So all we got to do is accept it and stand up and accept things for what they are, and need to be, the men in this country need to stand up and start fighting back against all this, man, because this is getting to be extremely ridiculous, man. I've never seen such a clown world.
And it's embarrassing. Hey, Jason, it's embarrassing.
It is, absolutely. It is. And we're the laughing stock of this world right now. People are looking at us as a light or a beacon, and all we're doing is continuously dragging ourselves into the darkness. Man.
That's right.
And I don't know what else to say. Where are the men?
Yep.
Tim Brown touched on it this week. Where are the men? Stand up, guys. You have a voice. You only have one life. Use that life to make a sacrifice for not just yourselves, but for your children, for your grandchildren, and for your children's grandchildren. Because I'm going to tell you right now, your kids, when they grow up, they're going to hate you for not standing up and fighting back against this evil. And that's all I got to say, Bradley.
I appreciate you, guy.
For everything, man.
I totally appreciate you. Yeah, you too. You too. I totally appreciate you, guy. I wanted to say something in response to Monk as well, folks. I just got this stuff pulled up in my mind. Again, Jason, I always appreciate hearing from you. Monk, I wanted to say you had brought up Bayer concerning going back to the said Holocaust. Bayer is a pharmaceutical company, friends, and what we've been talking about, we can get into this some more tomorrow concerning the plandemic, because we just kind of hit the tip of the iceberg here. But did you know that Bayer is a pharmaceutical company? Everybody knows this. Did you also know that corporation, that company called Monsanto, did you guys know that they were a pesticide company? Folks, they're an evil company. And you should see the politicians that work hand in glove in protecting these criminals against mankind. But what I want you to pay attention to is Bayer bought Monsanto. The pharmaceutical company bought evil Monsanto. Bayer makes drugs for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Okay? Monsanto makes chemicals called glyphosate to spray on food crops, to poison the crops that you and I eat. Glyphosate causes non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So what do you see? You see the very ones creating the problem are playing the problem solvers. This is how it works when you fall into the hands of corrupt men that create the problem, just like Adolf Hitler's, just like the tyrants, just like the dictators of today, just like what you're seeing in America in a big way today. They create the problem, then they come about and they play the problem solver. But can I ask you something, friends? Do you ever really see the resolve? No. And justice, again, guards our liberty. Americans, they're not going to judge themselves. Now, hold on a second, Bob. I see you there. I'm going to hold up for a moment, friends. Let's go overtime just a little bit. Wanted to let our radio listeners know that if you want to make an order, your orders will go out tomorrow morning. First thing, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Talk to you in 23. See ya. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and I wanted to finish off, and I'm going to hold off on some of this information that I'm going to share with you until tomorrow, because we're on a roll. But as I've always said, when we get phone calls coming in, I want to make it your show. And that's exactly what we're going to do here. And we had like five calls come in almost at the same time. And I just wanted to do my best to get to everybody. So I wasn't kicking anybody down the road. So I want to go ahead and pull up Bob out of respect from Texas. Bob, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Sorry we had to wait until the end of the show. I wasn't going to let you go. I got you now. Go ahead and share your thoughts, please.
Hey, you don't have to worry about me. You're the hardest working man in radio. And we sure missed you. Tim did a good job, but you owe him big time because he really filled in an impossible position. Anyway, my suggestion is real quick and short. Okay, you listed about 20 years with 20, you know, pandemic things. And if we just made a list of that and passed it out to our pastors and say, what did you do in 2008 with the financial collapse? What did you do with 2009, the swine flu, 2012, you know, whatever the Mayan thing, Mayan calendar, you know.
Yeah, right, right.
And then you say, what are you going to do with what's coming? You know, and that just outs them so bad. I always want to get a solution. If people had that list, gave it to their pastors or multiple pastors and say, what did you do for these made up phony tragedies?
Yep.
And say, what are you going to do with the phony tragedy that's coming? I don't want to take up all your time.
Well, Bob. I have a video. I'll pull it up tomorrow. What I'll do is I'll get that video link over to you. And if you want to subtitle it and go ahead and call it down, you can go ahead and do whatever you want with it. But I think sometimes if you give it to them as a visual educator per se, because there's so many visual learners out there, I'll send it over to you tomorrow. Yep. And then you go ahead and send it out on a fleece to your local pastors and just say, hey, it's a 5-minute piece. What are your thoughts? Most of them will take the time to at least watch it that way. Because I think what it really does is, because I gave this message off at the Michigan State Capitol, and I remember people, I think there was probably 400 or 500 people there. I mean, not a word that came out of my mouth fell to the ground. I mean, people were in shock. It's like, wait a second, this isn't the first one. Wait a second, they've been doing this to us every year to 5 to 10 years. Yep, they have been. And when you put that into perspective, people start to think, wait a second, this isn't happening by chance. And then at that point, they either got to come to their senses, which most will, or they won't. But we're not responsible for those that won't. So I will get that link put up, and you can do what you will with it. And if you need anything more from me, Bob, do let me know, and we'll make it work.
Okay. And once again, man, love you, and so
thank
happy
you.
You're back. I'm glad you didn't fall in the hands of Reiner Fulmick.
Thank you. I totally appreciate it big time. Guys, love you. By what we do, we will talk to you in 23 hours. We'll pick up from where we left off, but I just want to say this. I so love when you guys call in and participate with the show, because it gets other people that are listening to understand that others aren't just sitting back idly, that they're actually partaking as well with what's going on out there. And I'm glad, because they just got a mouthful from 5 different callers that they're not just sitting around not thinking about what's going on, and they're not just sitting around allowing this to go on. They're actually standing up and doing something about the problem. That's what made America great. And you know, really what it comes back to is gratitude towards the Lord and keeping his commandments for what he did through his son Jesus Christ on that cross. And we live unto him who died for us, 2 Corinthians 5:21. And P.S., in ending the show today, I do want to say thank you very much to Tim Brown for covering the show for us during the time in California. It was a very long, short week. We were literally going back and forth throughout the state. And if anybody knows anything about the L.A. area, the traffic it's very unbecoming. My gosh. It's unappealing. It's the very thing, I think, probably the number one reason why people move out of there. I love California, but that traffic issue after this many years, it's like, what are the politicians doing with all those tax dollars besides creating agencies and groups to attack their own people? I mean, enough is enough, right? But we're back in the saddle again. We got the job done. We're waiting for the mixes to come back concerning music for church services, and we'll keep you abreast as to what's going on with that as well as time rolls out. We'll see you in 23 hours. I do want to say, for all those that take orders today, your orders will go out tomorrow morning. You'll have your orders within 3 to 5 days. Listen, you got soldiers of the cross Behold the Lamb of God, and the three-book special, the bundle they put together, Children of the Apostate. It's second to none. It's easy reading, and it's all premised on testimony. Do get that. Read up on that, folks, and I'll tell you what, it will catch you up to date as to where we're at prophetically in this country. Again, your orders will go out tomorrow morning. You'll have them within 3 to 5 days. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And I wanted to again say thank you to Tim Brown for covering the show in such a fashion that he did.